Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome aboard the Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, 312 shows and counting. This is so wonderful. Just speaking out on this platform and all these amazing guests that's coming on, I mean, have come on and the new ones. I mean, this is just so fantastic, everyone. I mean, just the to know all this teamwork is going on, all the listeners and the callers, and it takes teamwork to see any victories. But I just want to go and go over a couple things before we do get this show started. My name is Debbie Dahmer. I am the host and producer for Voices Care for Animals. It's on every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listening worldwide, all shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. So you can listen and share 24/7, 365 days a year. So we're getting, you know, this platform is to help all the animals in need and distress. So we're helping them from all angles, everyone. And, you know, take that foot in the right direction and take that action. You know, do what you can do. Every effort counts. You know, call your legislators, you know, get to know them. You can email them. You can call them. You could write them a letter. You can meet them, you know, in person, fax them. And here's the number you might want to take down, area code 202-224-3121, and I'll repeat that, area code 202-224-3121, and the last four, your zip code, and this is during business work hours during the week, and just give them your zip code and ask to speak to your representative or your senator, and after hours and weekends, you can leave voicemails. So, you know, everyone do your part, because once we, you know, take that action, we're going to, our, you know, our goal is to achieve those victories, that big B word, so we can do the victory dance and let the animals, let, you know, their lives and futures be better. And they'll especially thank us when their lives change for the better. You know, they can't call up the police. They can't make police reports. They can't tell us how, you know, they feel, if they're getting neglected or abused, you know, tortured. But we have to take that action for them and go out there, you know, come together and sign petitions, whatever it takes, you know. So do your part and get the word out, because if we stay silent, the problems worsen. So we don't want to see that. We don't want a worse situation that's already, you know, that's happening right now. I'm waiting for my guest to come on. I'm waiting for her to connect. Her name is Grace Hamlin, and she's the founder of the Wonder Dogs. And I'm going to go, and I'm going to bring Ray Bittner on until she gets here. But her topic tonight is going to be displacement and COVID challenges as people lose their homes, pets end up in the streets. And that's a very sad situation, everyone. But I'm going to bring Ray Bittner on and welcome her aboard. She's a former guest on here for former Community Cats United. And she is a great supporter of this show. We, you know, stay in contact. She multitasks, helping other animals. And she's just a one wonderful advocate, animal advocate. Hey, Ray, how's it going there, Mama Cat? Thank you for coming on.
Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
Hey, I am hanging in this high society, you know, high anxiety society we're living in. I mean, it is.
Absolutely.
Wow. You know, we have to keep going. We have to go on with our lives because, you know, there's so many important issues out there that needs to be focused on and fixed, right? So
absolutely.
Yeah. So you want to go ahead and tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what you're doing with them stray cats, because this is awesome. I mean, what you're doing. You've got a huge heart. Go right ahead.
Well, it all started for me with a couple cats in my yard. Moved into this house, there was cats everywhere. And I really didn't know what to do about it. So I called the Humane Society. They told me they'd send somebody out to me. And this Barb Jones was her name. She came out. She taught me everything I needed to know. She brought me traps. She helped me build houses, and it's been running ever since.
Oh, this is
I
wonderful.
Had 23 cats in my yard, but I had a dog that was, it's a long story, but she was a cat killer. And so I had to really protect those cats because if she ever got them, she'd kill them. So there was 23 cats, 21 were female. 2 were male, and 19 of the females were pregnant.
Wow.
And at that time, I was just getting started. And, you know, everybody told me about this spay-abort thing, and I know that's a touchy subject with a lot of people, and everybody has their own opinion about it. My opinion about it is I'm not going to kill something trying to save something. So I approached it from that angle, and we had 154 babies out of those 19 cats.
Wow.
So, yeah, just using that as, you know, a template for what happens. You know, that's 154 babies in just a one-month period. They all gave birth right around the same time. And, you know, in warmer climates, those cats could have 3 litters or more a year. So, you know, the numbers don't lie. It's a horrible problem. And, you know, spay and neuter is, it's the only way to combat that problem. Many places have tried trap and kill. And I'm not for that, obviously, but you can see where people would get to the point, you know, just my yard, I had 180 cats from one litter. So, you know, you can see where the panic would set in. But trap and kill doesn't work because, you know, first of all, once you get rid of the cats, the rats and the mice and other undesirable things move in, but also other cats move in. It's the vacuum effect. And so by ridding a neighborhood of all the cats, you're just opening it up to more cats to come in. So it's a never-ending cycle. Without trap, neuter, and return, we just wouldn't, you know, we are far from solving the problem. Every year, this time of year, it's kitten season, and people are in a frantic mode to catch as many of the females and males, but, you know, to get them spay and neutered. And with COVID last year, all the clinics were shut down, and so we lost a year. And, you know, just going by the amount of cats I had in my yard, if you think about that across the entire nation, there's thousands and thousands of kittens that were born last year that we couldn't get them fixed. There was nowhere to take them. All the clinics were shut down, you know, and so it's a catch-up thing. We're trying to catch up and just doing it a little at a time the best we can.
Yeah, you can only do what you can. And what's great, an audience, you know, Ray Bittner has been on, former guest on the show, and I just looked him up. We got on you and Beth Frank on Voices Carry for Animals 189. If you ever want to go back and listen to them, Voices Carry for Animals number 228. And then we got, when you had your grandson there, Skyler. Hello, Skyler. I know you're listening in. Thank you. you know, Voices Carry for Animals number 237. So this is great, Ray. And I wasn't expecting Ray. I know she's a big supporter of this show, but she was there because I'm still waiting for my guest to come in, Grace Hammond. And we can still talk about other things and even bring up what they're doing, Wonder Dogs, too, there, Ray, because it's so important of these animals, you know, getting help, and because we know we have the ones at home, and they're, you know, they're comfortable, they're our furry loved ones, and we care for them, but we have to care for the ones out there that we're not around, that need our help, our voices, our actions, you know, because there's a lot of them in these rescues, you know, that are shelters that are, you know, that's, they're safe, but it's not really a good place to live because they can't really run around and do what they want to do, and you can't call it a home, you know. It's a
temporary
home.
No, you sure can't.
And even for
you know,
the cats,
and these shelters,
yeah,
they try their best. You know, they've got people that come in and try to walk the dogs and, you know, to try and keep the dogs with some sort of personal contact. And you can, like, you know, so many of us, we can only do what we can do. And some of these dogs, I mean, I've seen some that have been in shelters for 5+ years, you know, and I just can imagine, you know, it's hard.
That's a
and,
long time.
And I've also heard that, you know, during COVID, a lot of the shelters were so excited because people were home and they weren't, you know, leaving for work, and they came and adopted pets. And a lot of the shelters were, you know, like forever. But now that things are opening up, unfortunately and sadly, they are seeing a lot of those animals coming back into the shelters. Not as high as some people were thinking was going to happen, but nonetheless, a lot of those animals are coming back into the shelters. And that's just sad.
Yeah, because, you know, there's got to be solutions to all these problems, everyone. You know, adopt, don't shop, spay and neuter your pets. You know, millions and millions of healthy, adoptable animals get put down a year. And that is so, I mean, all ages too. So that's so sad and heartbreaking to hear that figure. There has to be, you know, more adoption events, more, you know, hey, people get out there and go adopt, you know, meet your new furry best friend or friends at your local shelter. You know, you can foster. I mean, you could, there's so much we can do out there. I mean, I've even seen Ray on the news where they have, you know, a certain pet that's trying to get adopted on, you know, just a little part of it. And that's awesome. You know, there has to be more solutions than what's going on, because I don't know if you ever see newsfeed on Facebook or Twitter or you know, any of them. All, I mean, these, a big shout out to all these cross posters out there helping save animals' lives, trying to get them to safety, you know, adopted or rescued. And so we need to all come together. And because it's going to, if it keeps going that way, I mean, it's going to be going on till the end of time, you know, and there's going to be more and more animals put down because of not enough space in these shelters, you know, and that's sad.
I wanted to tell you about a new project I'm getting started this summer. I was going to wait and tell you next week, but I might as well tell you now. It's a new project I want to get started called Keep Me Home, and it's to help homeless or people who have animals that are thinking about surrendering them to a rescue or a shelter because they can't afford food or they can't afford medical or they don't have a fenced-in yard or nowhere safe, no doghouse. Things along those lines. So when they bring an animal to the shelter or to one of the rescues that I kind of work with, they'll call us and we can go out and see if we can work with them. I'm lining up some construction volunteers, people I know, that are going to help me like reinforce people's fences. Because a lot of these people have animals that are escaping their yards. If they're picked up by the Humane Society, they get a fine, you know, and a lot of people, as you know, right now with everything the way it is, these fines, people can't afford it. And so, you know, their assumption that if they surrender the animal, that's better for, it's not better for the animal. What's better for the animal is staying home, staying with the people that love them. And sometimes people just need a little bit of help. And that's what I want to start doing locally and maybe spread it out. You know, other people can do their communities. But if we could just reach out to some of these people and help them keep their animals, that's animals that aren't going to the shelter.
Right. And that's wonderful, Ray. Best of luck to you because you're doing something positive, you know, bringing the negative into something positive, because there's a lot, you know, a lot of people out there having hard times, and that's most what the show was going to be about this evening, you know, about this COVID, you know, the challenges of it, people losing their homes and pets end up in the streets, you know, it's a sad situation, so we got to be out there helping, you know, people helping animals. You know, whatever we could do, put a little love in your heart and do your part, everyone, because, you know, we're in some challenging times however we can make it better. And what you're doing, Ray, is awesome. Yes. And this
well, you know,
too.
it's hard for people sometimes to ask for help. I mean, I know, been there, done that. I never like to ask for help. But when it comes to, you know, like you said, people are losing their homes, losing their apartments, they're sleeping in their cars. And, you know, they think that taking them, their animals to the Humane Society is better for the animal. And I'm going to tell you firsthand, I know those animals want to be with their people.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
They're not just there to get you through the happy times. They're also there to keep you going through your struggles. And
that's right.
if nothing else, this last year and a half has taught a lot of people how to struggle, you know, and giving up your animal is not the answer. And so that's, I just want to help some people be able to keep their pets and know that there are people out there that are willing to help. Now, we've had to step up our food pantry donations and ask more and, you know, share more information. But people are stepping up. You know, some of us have been able to get our jobs back and, you know, be able to help others that haven't. And that's the most important thing. We got to help those that haven't got their jobs back, that are just falling on rough times, and we can do this.
Yeah.
You know?
I believe that. Yep. Totally. It takes,
there's a
it
lot
takes...
of not great humans out there, but there's a lot of great, wonderful people that, and even if you don't have money, time, you know, come help me put up a fence. Come help me carry a doghouse to somebody who doesn't have a doghouse, or bring food to somebody. You know,
yeah,
that we as humans can come together and do.
Right. I mean, if I'm looking at it, Ray, was this the I wish what you're bringing up was worldwide. You know, not just nationwide, worldwide. But the
yep.
I want to read a couple things on here on the Wonder Dogs. Grace Hamlin, you know, the founder, they are their initiative grassroots nonprofit that pairs underserved youth with animals in need. The programs help youth at risk for gang involvement in the People's Town South Atlanta neighborhoods gain leadership responsibility, life skills, and compassion as they use teamwork to train and care for animals. They become empowered to make positive changes at school, home, and in their community through advocacy and direct action. The Wonder Dogs' goal every day will be to address the challenges that disadvantaged at-risk youth face and provide them with the skill and sense of accomplishment to help them overcome the challenge in their lives. We believe that the Wonder Dogs program will energize the families, kids, and in turn contribute to a better community, both short and long term. And this helps out the kids and the animals, the two for one, you know, because they're educating, you know, teaching kids how to treat animals with dignity and respect. And the animals, you know, they're out on the street or they're homeless, and they come together, and it's wonderful. And I wish there was more like that. And everybody visit the wonderdogs.org. There's a w-underdogs.org, or on Facebook, put in the w-underdogs, and you'll go right to it. But that is like positive impact too, Ray. You know what you're talking
Absolutely.
About. I mean, it's just so many, because some of the kids are so, you know, fortunate to have, you know, a lot of money or whatever, and it leads them in the right direction, and it's positivity towards them. You know, keeps them out of gangs and keeps them out of trouble. I mean, it's just so wonderful to hear something like that. You just wonder, wow, this needs to be all over the United States and the world, you know, coming together.
And then those kids,
wow.
kids take that information, share it and spread it, and it grows.
Yes.
You know, it's a...
That would
and
be...
I think people underestimate involving kids. The kids, and if we in front of a TV and see the crap that's going on these days, they're in.
Oh, yeah.
But if
yeah,
you get them out of the and get them away from the electronics, get them away, get underprivileged areas of, they can make a big impact. They can make as big an impact as we can as adults, bigger even.
Yes, they can. I mean, I would love to see that in schools, more field trips to the shelters. You know, one-on-one, I've seen different photos and videos where the children are reading books to the shelter animals. I mean, whatever it takes, because their life is very stressful in there. You know, they're in this cage. I mean, they're safe, but it's nowhere, no way to live, you know. So whatever we can do or anybody else can do to make them feel better in living in that shelter life, you know, so the faster they get adopted, the better. And let's get rid of that, you know, where they get put down because of space. It's been going on year after year after year, Ray, and it's so sad. You know, I keep seeing them news feed, you know, not safe or put down or killed. Or they use all kind of terms and everything. And it goes for dogs, cats, you know, whatever out there. And because we're running out of space, but we got to do something, you know, whatever, you know, don't shop everyone. If you hear somebody out there, a loved one or relatives, neighbors, coworkers, tell them to visit their nearest shelter and find their new furry loved one or loved ones, cats, dogs, because they all need TLC homes. And they deserve that, you know, their unconditional love. And you'll never regret it. I mean, no way. I mean, it's just coming in. There's so many ways that we can hit this and you know, knock it out. I know it's going down to zero killed, but at least we could do a massive decrease instead of the same or increasing. Right, Ray? I mean, it's so much. Yeah. And the people, we need to do something. It's like everything else. We can't just sit idle. Because once we sit idle, and you know, hey, it's not good. We have to, you know, be active and take that action. Animal advocates out there, can you imagine if we didn't have us animal advocates? It would be a total disaster. So big, huge thank you to them and animal lovers, because they're the ones who make it happen. And make the, you know, help get the changes made, you know, getting with our legislators, because that's who changes the law. You know, that's what it takes.
And you know, there's kids that are quite the speakers. And if we can get children in front of some of these city councils, the impact that kids make is 10 times what an adult can make in most cases. Because for some reason, the heart of a child is pure and innocent. They don't have ulterior motives or political gains or, you know, lobby reasons. They just know that animals are dying every day. Animals are suffering every day. And adults need to get off their butts and do more to stop it.
Yep,
and it's pretty powerful when a kid stands up in front of city council and tells them that.
Right. But it's true. You know? Whoa. That is powerful, but it's true, because we have to do more. I mean, I'm, you know, since I've been helping out animals, I'm seeing everything every year. Millions and millions of healthy adoptable animals get killed per year because of space. You know, you get tired of hearing it. It's like, wait a minute, stop right there. We need to do something. We need to put it in the spotlight and take care of it. You know, spay and neuter your pets and go to your local animal shelter, because, I mean, we have to start caring more about this issue. Because I don't know if you've seen those photos where the animal's going, you know, get put down and, you know, down the hallway, and it's so sad because they can't help.
And they
themselves.
Know.
They know.
Yeah.
They have to.
They know what's coming. It's just, it's overwhelming a lot of times, you know, and we have to just keep going. But I also want to make sure people know not to push themselves to a nervous breakdown.
Right.
You know, you have to take a little bit of time for yourself. Then
yes.
That's what you need to do. And I've done it, you know, before the nervous breakdown set in. A person can only take so much, then you got to take a little bit of time to yourself, heal what needs to be healed, and then get your butt back out there.
That's right. But you can't give up, because if we give up, right, we automatically lose, and we can't have that, you know? So
no. Whatever
it takes. I mean, this is not the only thing that I do on the radio platform. And everybody, this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. So if you ever want to listen, go back and listen in on the right-hand side in the search bar, just put in Voices Care for Animals, and all the links will pop up. And you'll find Ray Bittner's in there, too. And it's great interviews. And Skyler. Thank you, Skyler. And Allie talked a little bit, too. But also on Blog Talk Radio. You know, you can follow these shows. Just press the follow under my logo on Blog Talk Radio, Voices Care for Animals. And every time there's a new broadcast coming up, it will alert you in your primary email to let you know the show's coming up. Also on the PPJ Gazette Online. And that's Marty Oakley's website there, Ray. And I was a host for her show, TS Radio Network, 463 shows, and next month will be 7 years combined with TS Radio Network and Animal Advocates Radio. Isn't that something? So not giving up, everyone. We're going to keep going and going. We're like the Energizer. going and still going.
Give me some more batteries.
You know, but these animals, you know, they can't defend themselves. They're voiceless and helpless and innocent. And we're their only hope out there to carry on. You know, Ray, they said they blame it on society. We are society. So
we are. Yeah.
Exactly. So we can't say, we can't wait for the next person to do something. We have to do it ourselves. You know, you hear all these excuses, you know, it's all about money. It's profit before animals, profit before people. I hear the politicians don't care. We cannot say that to about all of them, you know, because there are some that really care and that we have to be in touch with, or I don't have the time. You know, they get busy with their jobs and their families and their, you know, children or whatever. But it doesn't take that much time to get involved. And, make a phone call to your legislator, could take under 5 minutes, or write that email, you know, sign that petition, pass it along. Because that's
click
meaningful.
Share.
Yeah, press that share button. You know, because that like button doesn't serve no justice. And that's what we want to see is justice. Because that's what...
And, you know, also, well, I want people to know that it's not all doom and gloom. There are great success stories. We're making a difference. So you don't want people to think it's just an all doom and gloom thing and that there's no hope for these animals, because there is. It's just we need more people to step up and help us do that, to make
that
more good outcomes are coming and less of the bad stories to share, you know.
That's right, because I'm going to use your thing again, Ray, is strength in numbers, and that is so true.
Absolutely.
And it means so much, everyone, because, you know, the more of us come together, the stronger we become, and the faster the changes, and that is so true. You know, so, and the animals have to suffer. You know, there's a lot of problems from the 20th century that's rolled over to the 21st century, and that hasn't gotten any attention. So we got to work on that, you know, because the longer the animals suffer, hey, they're going to keep suffering, or whatever the case may be. So whatever you can do, every effort counts out there. You know, do your part. because that's what matters. I mean, help these animals because they need us. They need our help.
Well, you know, there's so many areas that, you know, okay, I get that you don't have money to donate. That's cool. But
right.
There's transport, you know, there's fostering, there's clicking the share button. There's so many different aspects in rescue and animal welfare that people can get involved. Write letters. Like you said, call the legislators. Oh, but the legislators are so busy with everything going on. Poppycock, that's their job. You know, they take those calls. If they don't answer, leave a message, send an email. You know, there's so many different things people can get involved in. Going to the shelter and reading to the animals, taking them out in the play yard, just spending a little bit of time. I mean, a couple pats on the head and some scratches on the ear of a dog makes, you know, that's their day.
Oh,
and if
yeah.
people can just do that, you know, it's making a difference.
Oh, yeah. That means so much, just spending, you know, a little bit of time with them. You know, just...
Absolutely.
I mean, you might not change, you know, we can't change the lives of all animals in the world, but for that one, it'll make a huge difference, you know.
Right.
You just
and
take
it's not
it home.
Always quantity. It's not always quantity of the love. It's the quality of it, you know.
That's right.
Just get involved. Ask what you can do. Call your local shelter. Call your local rescue. And if you don't know of any, call your local vet. They'll be able to steer you in the direction of, you know, they're involved in the community. And they may know places that need help. Somebody to feed a colony. Somebody to watch a trap if they're trying to trap a dog. I mean, there's so many things people can do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just and to enjoy it, too, you know, whatever. Hey, you might want to go and help the horses and rescues out. I mean, there's just so much out there to, you know, take the time and do it. I mean, they even got here locally is thrift stores that help the animals out. You know, you can go and volunteer there because that helps the animals because all they make goes right to them. You know, so
yeah,
however you can...
That's true, too.
Yeah.
I have two nieces that live in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, and they had a thrift store, and every Saturday was Shelter Saturday. So everything that they took in went to a local rescuer shelter, and then people would bring in donations as well. So whoever their, you know, they would pick one for each Saturday who they were like sponsoring, and then all the donations and money went to that rescue. And then the next week it was a different one. And it was amazing how people came out, you know, with a bag of dog food or some toys or blankets, sheets, just whatever.
Right.
They even supplied reclining chairs to one of the shelters for the dogs to lay in, the recliners. Which I thought was kind of cool.
That would have been cool. You know, the recliner, you know, because there's so much, you know, however they can make their lives better and less stressful. You know, because they only got so much space. I remember adopting Sugar Bear a couple years ago, Ray, when she was inside there. I mean, she, her eyes were so, like, please take me with you, you know. So I looked and I was like, okay.
Okay, yep. Yeah, I've done that four times.
Oh, yeah. And you just feel, you know, like they don't belong in here, you know. And she came in as a stray and everything. And I know when I was, you know, looking at her, and I told her to sit. She sat, and I told her, give me her paw, and she gave me her paw. So I was like, wait a minute, this dog had an owner, you know. They just don't come
yeah.
out and do that stuff. So, you know, I looked at her. I was like, you know what? it's coming in strong. So when you have that strong feeling, you know, and she's so happy. I mean, when they bring them, you bring them in, they automatically, your furry loved ones. And they're, now it's their home too, you know, so got to treat them with dignity and respect and spend time with them, you know, talk to them and pet them and, you know, get them toys, take them to the vet. Yeah.
And they will love you for the rest of your life.
That's right. Unconditional love, Ray. You know, and it's awesome. We cannot ever change that because they deserve it. You know, once they come in, they, you know, you got to keep them until the death that does you part because, you know, just because if they get old or, you know, you can't do that. That hurts them. They have feelings just like us. You know, they're a lot of ways like us, you know, so they just speak another language, but they have feelings and they feel pain and they get the health issues we do. And they just want to be loved and cared for and build that trust up, you know, so everyone out there, you know, let's see this come about where, you know, hey, let's bring all this, you know, this animal killings per year down, put to sleep or euthanized because of overcrowding. You know, that's the sad part because it's all ages, you know, and it's not good. What if they did that with adults, right? I mean, hey, we're too crowded here in the United States. You know, they that would be terrible. I mean, you have abortions, okay? But, you know, you have, what if they did, hey, you're 6 years old. Okay, we're too crowded. We're going to, you know, we're going to put you out. Let somebody adopt you, you know? Whoa.
Yeah.
That would be terrible, you know? So let's put a little love in our heart, everyone, and do your part and, you know, get some of these problems out of the way because it's been going on since a long time, Ray. I mean, you're looking decade after decade after decade. And it's probably, I haven't looked at the amount yet, but it's probably went down a little bit, but not by much. And, you know, I see
well, you know,
the news
I will say in our area, since we, you know, hit this PNR program, it's keeping the cats out of the shelters. Feral cats have no business in a shelter. They cannot, as a feral, be adopted. So for every feral cat that is brought in, that's a cage for a pet, a companion animal that has now been taken up. Feral cats do not get adopted. When you go to pick up a cat and you reach in and it swats you and you got blood leaking down your arm, that is not a cat you're going to adopt. You're going to walk right away. You go to the next one, if it's feral and it hisses, that cat is not going to get adopted. So TNR takes that part of the equation away, which leaves open more cages for companion animals. Even though I hate seeing companion animals in there too, but, you know, for every feral cat that goes to a shelter, that's a pet that may be put down because they don't have room, because those ferals are not going to be adopted. They're going to be there until they kill them. And 9 times out of 10, that is exactly what happens with them. So TNR has changed a lot in shelters because it opens up other cages, you know, and pens for other animals. Same thing with wild dogs, though. You can't take a wild dog that's been running its entire life and expect it to be tame overnight. It's not going to happen. And putting those animals in a shelter where they don't get one-on-one, where they don't get training and people that have the patience to work with them, those animals should be in foster homes where they can be worked with and loved and taught to trust people. A shelter is not the correct setting for that. And those animals rarely come out on the end of a leash. They go out the back door in a bag. And so we need to change the intake at shelters. And not just wild cats and dogs, but, okay, let's say an older lady had seven cats or five or whatever. She's the only person they know. So when she, if she passes, and those animals are gathered up and brought to a shelter, they're like a feral cat. They don't know anybody else. You know what I mean? And so mm-hmm. that's why fostering is so important, to keep that kind of an animal out of the shelter. And, you know, we just have to keep working towards that. And that's why I think this Keep Me at Home is going to help a lot of people in that situation, because a lot of people just don't know that there's somebody that will help, you know, and they're embarrassed to ask for help. I want them to know I'd be more embarrassed if I didn't ask for help, you know. So if there's anybody out there, lives in the Colorado Springs area, needs help with their animals for food, medical, fencing, housing, look me up on Facebook, Ray Bittner, I'm out there.
That is awesome, Ray. I mean, wow. You got a huge heart, and this is positive impact in this world. You know, bringing, putting a smile on somebody's face, you know, bringing positivity, not negativity, you know, giving them hope to carry on. Especially, you know, when
I try to put myself in their spot. I couldn't imagine if, you know, we're all a paycheck away from being broke. So I couldn't imagine something happening and I would be on the brink of losing my four or any of my cats. You know what I'm saying? And so if somebody could just help me through the rough time, that would, and it would keep all my animals out of the shelter. They would keep them with me where they belong. And so people have to realize not the time, you know, to worry about what other people think, because this is the time to ask for help. And if you need help, speak. And
that's
there's
right.
A people can ask for help. They're vet. They're local people. You know what I mean? There's so much that we just got to get that word out there.
That's right, because that's, you know,
underdog.
You know, put it,
you know, they're
when somebody
doing
needs
the same
help,
thing.
Need help. You know, so don't be shy. And if you know
that's
somebody, because, you know, that's, you know, when you're out of a job or something, and the challenging times we're living today, I mean, it's, you know, and you keep the pets, because you can't, you know, let them go to the streets. You know, the stray animals out there, and because they are, every single animal deserve a TLC home out there, no matter if it's a cat, a dog, a horse, you know, a rabbit, whatever the case may be. They don't. They need a TLC home. They don't need to be abused.
Absolutely.
And neglected, or tortured, or, you know, live uncomfortably. Live in, you know, live from. Free from fear and anxiety and torture and abuse. There's no excuse for all that, you know.
No.
So whatever we could do for our animal friends in need, in distress. You know, I've had so many shows, Ray, 312 tonight, and I have, there's still more to cover out there. Can you believe that? I mean, it's unbelievable.
No.
And, I try my best. I wish I could help all of them every day, but there's just so many issues out there. Just giving this radio platform and what you're doing, you multitask just like I do, you know. And June 15th is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. The elder need help. They get put on the back burner, kicked to the curb, and it's not right. You know, because the children, the animals, and the elderly, we have to be their voices and our action takers. Because if we don't, they have no hope to carry on. Give them better lives they deserve.
with this elder abuse, you know, I was watching a program on TV the other night about way back when in the, you know, early 1900s and such, they had these, I don't know what you would call them, orphanages, and children were dumped in these places, and the horrific, oh my God, the horrific way they treated them children. They tied them to beds, and they didn't change their clothes, and they were laying
Whoa.
In their own filth. And I just, oh my God, it was, I mean, I've seen, and not just one, it was like, there's like 30, 40 of them that they were doing these investigations back into them, and they, still in 1968, there were some of these places open. And I can't remember, it was a newspaper guy, I don't remember who it was, but he went to do a story about this orphanage and to try and get awareness for these children, to try and get them adopted and stuff. And when he went in there, he about died. He couldn't believe the stench and these kids running around naked and not being taken care of, and none of them were medicated, and they were experimenting and doing lobotomies and all these horrible things. And I'm like, oh my God. And
Whoa.
We as a human race, we let that happen. Now, are we going to let that happen to our old people too? You know,
Whoa.
Come on, we got to do something. This is ridiculous.
That's right. We're their only hope. And, you know, the children, animals, and elderly, you know, we have to be their protectors. Whether, you know, we got the ones at home, but also out there, because, I mean, there's some sick stuff going on out there, you know, child trafficking, human trafficking, elder abuse, you name it, Ray. I mean, it is unbelievable. We got issues from every angle. Child porn, another sickness, child molesters.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all these issues that's out there. And there's a lot of advocates out there, and thanks to them for doing what they're doing. But, you know, we cannot, you know, look away. We cannot ignore these problems. We can't wake up the next day and hope they go away, because they're not. We have to put effort into it to make it go away, or at least try to make it go away. You know, we're not going to get it 100%, because you can tell somebody they'll get the death penalty or life in prison, and they still commit the crime. So, you know, so where do you go from there? And so it's
we just got to do better.
Yes, we
do.
Yes, we do.
We have to do better.
Yep, because we can't close our eyes, not look the other way.
Yeah, and you know, I look at it, and I've got two grandkids that are growing up into this world, and it's a scary, scary thing to think, you know, when I'm gone, who's going to protect them? You know, and it's just...
That's the most scary part.
Yeah. We have to come together better, because, you know, there's just not enough of us. We need more. We need more people to stand up, stand with us, stand behind us. I don't care where they stand, but they got to stand.
And it could be peaceful, you know. It doesn't have to be riots, which are ridiculous. It doesn't, you know, we can do it peacefully. And that's what it takes, you know. And what you always say, strength in numbers, that's what it takes, everyone. We need a village. We need more action takers out there. We need more people out there in the social media. Because you look at Facebook, it's got 1.8 billion members. And not all of them are active, okay? But that's a lot of people.
Right.
I mean, you press that share button, share, and I, you know, like I'm an admin on several groups and pages on Facebook, and I look at how many is in each one of them, but when I look at it, it's hardly no activity going on. So where are they? Are they at different other social media sites? Or, you know, we need more people. We need more action papers, people, or action takers, everyone. To, you know, go in that right foot in the right direction and help make them changes, see them goals of victories and victory dances. Every time I see a victory coming through, I want to jump to the ceiling if I was involved or
Absolutely.
Not, you know, because it means so much, you know, because we know we're not spinning
even,
our wheels. Right.
Even a little victory is still a victory, and I'll
That's
take
right.
it, you know.
Yep, good news is good news, great news. I love to hear that, you know. Huge news. I mean, there's so many. We need more positive news in this world, good news, whether it's for the humans, the animals, whoever. We need more good news because the negative out there, overwhelming. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah.
You know,
and I hope you can get Grace back on the show because what she's doing is amazing work in Atlanta there,
yes.
you know.
Yes, and she's been on several times before, and what she's doing, I'll get a hold of her. I don't know. I hope everything's all right, you know, because we just spoke yesterday evening. So I hope everything's all right, but I'll, you know, reschedule them. I can't thank you enough for coming on, and I'm going to fix the promos and put your name on there, okay, and everything.
All right.
And I'll get with you right after the show, and I'll fix them. And it's not going to take me that long. And but I appreciate, you know, all your support you give on this show and all the help you give for the animals. And best of luck this summer, what you're doing. That is just so uplifting and heartwarming, what you're doing. So keep it up, you know. And Skyler, thank you, little buddy.
Yeah, I've got kids involved in it. And Allie is quite the little drawer. She's very good. She loves to draw. So she's going to be drawing up some plans for a couple people's yards for us to fix it up. So, yeah, so she's doing that. And Skyler, he's the muscle. He gets to help me dig holes and pour the concrete, set up some fence posts because, you know, things happen.
Yep, and that's right.
Some people just need a little bit of help. That's all.
That's right. And when you start the
kids young,
and when they start out young, they learn to treat animals with dignity and respect. They go move forward to their adulthood doing the same. And Ray, we're down. This time went so fast. I can't believe an hour just passed. But
wow.
next Thursday, everyone, June the 3rd, will be Terry Crutchfield, and she is the founder of Saving Animals and Healing Hearts. I want to welcome her aboard for the first time, and I'll be getting a hold of Grace and try to reschedule her to come on. I just hope everything's all right and everything. So, but thank you, Ray, again, and for doing all you do and all your help and support on this show. And keep it up and have Skyler and Allie, you know, they're young yet. So they'll go through their adulthood, you know, loving care for animals. I mean, you start them out young, that's where they start out. And education and awareness and prevention and safety and everything. And we got to do what we got to do, everyone. But join us next Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide, everyone. All shows are recorded live every Thursday and archived on Blog Talk Radio. Voices Care for Animals. And everyone have a great Memorial Day weekend. And be safe and honor our veterans. Big salute out there to everyone in the military. We love you. We thank you for fighting for our country and our freedom. You know, that's so important right there, right, Ray? We have to recognize that because a lot of them have lost their lives fighting for our country and their heroes.
It doesn't take much to say thank you.
That's right. When you next time you see a veteran, you say thank you or somebody in the military because it means so much. But I hope you all join in next week. And thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Ray. And may God bless you all. Good night.
Thanks for everything you do, Debbie.
Hey, you're so true. Welcome. Right back after you, Animal Warrior Sister.